USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells the Senate President Trump's administration was applying heavy pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden.
We're to believe they felt no pressure? Folks, they're at war. They're at war and they're being told you're not getting $400 million in aid you need unless you do what the president wants. And what the president wants are these two investigations.
The House managers are continuing to present their case against the president in his impeachment trial before the Senate. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says to him, the impeachment is a partisan effort to oust a political rival.
This was an effort by the Democrats in a very partisan way to bring a case against President Trump because they weren't happy with the results of the 2016 election and are concerned that they're going to have real problems in the 2020 election.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Before returning to Washington from Davos, the president spoke about the impeachment trial.
They had a phony, concocted story made up. So here's the story. Did nothing wrong. It was a perfect conversation. It was totally appropriate.
He vented his anger on two key Democrats, calling Jerry Nadler a sleazebag and Adam Schiff a corrupt politician. The coronavirus has arrived in the U.S., and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention plans to screen all travelers arriving from China and distribute a faster test to speed diagnosis to try and control the spread. After confirming the first case, a Washington man who had traveled to Wuhan, China, officials at the CDC this week outlined steps being taken to contain the virus, which has sickened more than 400 people in China and caused 17 deaths. In addition to China, cases have been previously reported in Japan, Thailand, and South Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the Monty Python comedy troupe has died. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hold your head like this and then go, wah! Try it again. Oh! Better, better, but wah, wah! Hold your hands here.
No!
Now,
ah!
The family of comedian Terry Jones confirming he died Tuesday night with his wife by his side at his home in North London. He was 77. Jones acted in and directed several of the comic troupe's most well-known works, including Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
One day, lad, all this will be yours.
What, the curtains?
No, not the curtains, lad.
In recent years, Jones suffered from a rare form of dementia that impeded him from being able to speak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Harvey Weinstein sexual misconduct trial is underway in New York. With some help, Weinstein slowly made his way into court, appearing to limp, while someone behind him carried the walker he's used at previous court appearances after back surgery. Weinstein's lawyers plan to use friendly-sounding emails to show what they say was consensual sex. Gloria Allred is a lawyer for some of the alleged victims.
What HW, meaning Harvey Weinstein, was doing for them, communicating to them, perhaps promising to them. It's a complicated situation. It isn't simple.
Remember, you can hear the news online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.